Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
We welcome you to the Lady Bombers post-game show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home defeats Green County Tech in this girls' matchup tonight, 49-35. Skidar, Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game first, and I'm going to go with Ashton Yates. She played very well tonight. She ended up with 16 points, so ended up leading all scorers in this game. She was one of two players in double figures, and the other one was Anna Grace Foreman with 10. 9 for Kate Gilbert, 6 for Emma Martin, and 4 each for Leah Jackson and Haven Klinger. As for Green County Tech, they had one player in double figures. Emma Bates led the way with 10 points. 8 on the night for Hannah Foster. 7 for Carly Hollis off the bench. 4 for Kylie Stokes. 3 for Brooke Justice. 2 for Riley Branch. And 1 for Sierra Floyd. This game had no ties, no lead changes. Mountain Home, once they took the lead, they didn't relinquish it. Tech was trying to mount a little bit of a comeback in the third quarter. Cut it to as little as 10. But Mountain Home was able to pull back away for the 14-point victory. The two teams were actually even on turnovers. Both teams ended up with 17. A lot of Mountain Home's turnovers came in the third quarter. That was one of the things that sparked Tech's comeback was Mountain Home was struggling in that third quarter to handle the ball, but they did what they had to do to hold the Lady Eagles off. And with the victory, Mountain Home is going to improve to 18-4 on the season and 7-2 in the 5A East. The Lady Eagles are going to drop to 4-17 overall, 1-8 in conference play. So again, Mountain Home gets the 14-point victory, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and also the first portion of our doubleheader. But we've got more basketball on the way. We'll have the boys game coming up in about 4 minutes from now. Again, our final score, Mountain Home. Girls defeat Green County Tech 49-35. You've been listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.